go alone. As a sage says, one who enjoys solitude is mentally tough. I used to be in the herd all the time. I didn't have the guts to break away because I was afraid I might be considered an outcast if I did. As a result, I suffered a lot from that mindset. Sometimes something was not that funny, but I was conditioned to find a smile to make people believe I was as happy as others in the herd. Although a smile was on my face, my inner feeling was otherwise. One day, I decided to go all alone to the canteen for breakfast. On the way, I noticed a lot of details I had failed to see with the herd. The sky was azure and the clouds white. My mind was wandering as freely as the breeze caressed my face. That feeling was great. In the canteen, I got a meal and sat down away from the herd. Lost in my own world, I enjoyed each mouthful. That feeling was great. Since then, I have been completely on my own. The free thinking the newly found solitude brings about has benefited me in many ways. I take the time to reflect upon some thorny issues and to muse over what kind of lifestyle I should be living in the future. At the canteen, amid the hubbub of the dining halls, I am immersed in my own world. Around me, hormones might be bringing two hearts close together. A hot kiss is going on. Despite it all, I remain unperturbed, relishing my meditation. Thanks to the newly found solitude and the resulting meditation, now I have a balanced picture of people and things around me.